secret meeting that this doctor arranged, supposedly. And so we shot up there. So I had to be there at 7:30. They told me to bring, they asked me if I had khakis and golf shirts. Golf-type shirts.
Do you ever? Did you tell them that's all you had?
Yeah, I was like, I played them the song right then. So I get out there.
So did you insist on this song for a soundtrack?
Yeah, I've sold this song. And I get there at 7:30. I'm sorry. The day before, on Sunday, I met with the director and the guy I was doing my scene with, and we went over the lines. And we read lines back and forth. I had them memorized, but I was reading with him. And I read with him twice, and he looked at me. He's like, "Are you cool?" I go, "Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable." He's like, "Okay, see you later." And he got up and left. I was like, I had no idea what was going on. So then I got real nervous because I had done this scene with a guy twice, and he really wasn't acting. He was just reading with me. And this guy's a local actor. He lives down near Austin. He's been in some stuff. He directed a couple movies. He was in Sin City, you know, the movie that came out here a couple months ago, the Bruce Willis.
You didn't do any blocking?
I had no idea. I didn't even know what blocking was.
Any tackling?
So
that's pretty important. I mean, memorizing lines is one thing, but you got to know where to look and where to move. Unless you're just standing there or sitting behind a desk.
So we show up, or I show up that morning and meet at that abandoned hospital, and they put makeup on me and put my costume on or whatever, my khaki pants and my green Izod
shirt. Your T-shirt?
No, look like a drug rep. And went up on the roof.
What do they think of that wacky haircut that you got now?
Well, they saw.
Do anything with that?
They saw it. They were like, the lady's like, "We can't do anything with this hair, can we?" I'm like, "No, you can't, really. Thank you."
That Thatcher Rodentia.
And so we went up there and on this because it takes so many people to get this done.
How many times you run through it?
Well, we rehearsed it about 3 or 4 times. And, you know, we failed every time. Every time we failed. And so... Finally,
on those low budget things, they don't have a lot of
They don't want to run out of film.
No.
Who is this we? You and your fellow actors or somebody else?
Yeah, me and the guy. It was just me and one other guy who were shooting this scene. And
Lon
so
Basin.
It wasn't Lon Basin. And so finally they were like, "Okay, we're ready. We're ready on the set. Let's go." And then, you know, the sound guy, I mean, you were all wired up and everything. They weren't dealing with like a big boom microphone. We actually had little lobs taped to us, little lavalier mics that were hidden.
Boy, that's low budget right there.
Well, no, they had the boom mic that they could have used, but they wanted the skyline in the background, and the boom mic wasn't strong enough, I think, to be held above us. They wanted everything in the background. So... You know, they got a sound technician there, they got the camera guy, they got the dolly guy with the camera. I mean, it was for low budget, they still had a lot of moving parts, and a lot of low budget films aren't actually filmed on film. This guy wanted to use film because it looks real. It looks better on film. And so we went at it, you know, and the guy comes up there with the board that snaps, you know, like, the movie's called Young Eddie. And he was like, "Young Eddie, scene 6, take 1, you know, and pop that thing," and then the sound guy would be like, "Sound ready, quiet on the set, and action." And I'm like, my heart is going a million miles an hour, and then you got to go do your scene. It was really bizarre. And we filmed it like, I don't know, probably 12 times from 3 or 4 different angles, you know, and each one was different. I don't know how they're going to piece it all together. And, you know,
what did you get there?
And kind of improv a little bit, and they'd stop us at the time. And one time, the camera guy had to stop. He was like, cut,
we're
out of sync.
Was the writer there?
Yeah, he was there.
They don't really, those writers really don't like it when you ad-lib their lines.
No, the writer's the director.
Oh.
So he was a cool process that I went through, you know. And I'll probably never do it again, and I probably completely...
Yeah.
I mean, it was neat. It was fun.
Did you know where to look and where to move and everything?
Yeah.
So you never, did you block it once you got up there?
Yeah, exactly. We blocked it once we got up there. And
what is this blocking?
No, they're basically telling you where to stand.
What is this blocking?
Telling you where to stand, where to move, where to look, all that stuff.
I mean, were you able to look at storyboards and all that?
No. No.
You didn't have storyboards?
No, this wasn't storyboarded.
No cue cards?
No cue cards.
But cue cats?
Yeah, they had all the old cue cats sitting up there.
You know what I can't wait? Ryan, you know what I can't wait for?
What?
I can't wait for this film to come out and read it in the Dallas Observer.
It won't be, you know, it's...
From Robert Wolanski.
It won't, I don't even know if this will get...
Because he might say it's terrible.
Somebody will get him a copy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this may not, I'm not sure if this is actually going to film. This may just be something
straight
that's
to
going
DVD.
To DVD or something like that. I don't know what their plan is, to
What'd
be honest
with you. What'd
you
get paid for it?
I told him I didn't want anything. I was like, you took a chance on me, I don't want anything for it. I don't want anything.
Well, what if this goes on and makes like...
Whatever. Then okay. Then
okay. Blair Witch Project.
They probably said the same thing about Napoleon Dynamite too,
yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah, Corby.
Yeah, Blair Witch Project.
Oh, this is
Snake.
No, I don't want anything.
I mean, you should have held out for like 10%.
Yeah.
Of the gross.
Yeah. I mean, the guy was nice enough to ask me to do it, and I'm not, you know, whatever.
Well, who are the stars in this thing?
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
A bunch of local people. I didn't know him.
Cobra.
Okay, are you gonna, Mr.
Like Peppermint,
like in your credits, are you gonna put Corby Snake Davidson
or Snake L?
Just Corby Cora. Davidson.
Come on, no, come on, snake. Give us Snake.
No.
Come on.
No.
Why?
Snake L. You want me to put Snake Davidson?
Yes. Yeah. Or just Snake.
Yeah, just Snake.
That's
yeah.
it.
Like Cher and Elvis?
And Snake as Ben Merchant.
Is that your
snake.
Name?
Yes.
Ben Merchant.
Whatever your name is, that's what snake. We're calling you.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, I think that we should have a, I think the preview.
A viewing party,
exactly.
Man.
Totally.
That's all there is to it.
Hey, well, look,
let's get the Lakewood or the Granada on the line for this.
For sure.
They'd do this.
I mean, that guy does not realize what gold he just struck by having you in it.
Or does he?
Maybe he did.
Yeah, maybe he did.
Maybe he would take my half-ass acting.
Do you feel like you did a good job?
You know, I thought I did okay. But odds are...
Did anybody tell you you did okay?
Yeah, they all did. They all said that you did a good job. But what did they...
He should find parts for all of us.
Yeah, no kidding.
He said he almost called you, Grego, because there's this... Sheriff.
Well, I've got experience. I was in the Alamo.
He said
movie.
There's this country sheriff that he almost,
oh,
that he
great.
Wanted you to
yeah,
redneck
okay.
out on.
Okay, yeah.
I swear to God.
Let's like go Buford T. Justice?
Yeah, there I am. I'll be Chester Drawers up there.
He almost called
you. Because I've got experience. See, they wouldn't have to do all that with me. I've got experience.
From?
The Alamo movie.
And?
Which Alamo movie?
It's an Alamo movie that was in IMAX. They show down there in San Antonio.
Of course, you were in The Deer Hunter.
I was in The Deer Hunter and an episode of Dallas.
What were you in Dallas?
Just a cowboy. Just
walking around?
Yeah, just extra. Both of them were extras.
But it's really creepy, like filming your scene over and over and doing different things and then telling you what to do. I mean, it was a really, I guess that's what you experience making a movie, you know? I mean, it was a total once-in-a-lifetime deal. And like I said, if I never do it again, fine.
I mean, that I know just, those...
That was cool.
People in, like, you know, Brad Pitt and all the Hollywood types, they make a ton of money, but that is hard work, you know?
Yeah, we shot for about three hours doing this one scene, and it's 5 minutes of the movie or something.
I mean, can you imagine being a star just...
And the stuff that goes wrong...
Having to do stunts.
The battery pack ran out, The film ran out twice. The audio wasn't synced up right twice. I mean, it was just... And this was the first scene of the whole movie that they were shooting, so everyone's all anxious about everything, you know? I was nervous.
Did you have a love scene?
Yeah.
Nude?
My whole scene was nude on top of a roof.
Totally?
With another man.
Totally nude out.
And you have to worry about the, you know, the weather. You probably had to worry about the weather.
Yeah.
You got to worry. I remember when we were shooting the wedding scene in The Deer Hunter, you know, we had to worry about the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had to worry about the sun because there was supposed to be a night scene, like around dusk or whatever. And so the lighter it got, the worse it got for the cinematographer. He's going, we got too much light. It's not going to look real.
Bring in those reflectors.
Yeah. It was very cool, though. I really appreciate those guys letting me do that.
Well, it's a good thing that they're doing this in
Logan's Run.
Look at JFK.
Look at Walker, Texas Raley.
Look at Walker, Texas Raley. All shot here.
But the guy who hired me's name is Steve Frankie, and so thanks to him, he'll be busting his ass on this thing for the next 3 weeks or so.
Well, way to go, Steve. I wish you a lot of luck. Just don't let Walonski see it. All right, very good.
Terrible. A little disclosure there. It is 5:33 here on the
table. And I'm gay.
Hey, it's Big Dave.